PUSLINCH, in the span of 2 years, Puslinch Sow has been the delegated emergency authority. In a recent report, he highlighted his accomplishments while the township was under a state of emergency. On March 23, 2020, Mayor James Seeley declared a state of emergency for Puslinch due to the pandemic, giving emergency powers to Township Sow Glenn Schwendinger. The township's emergency declaration was terminated by Seeley on March 1, repealing the CAO's delegated authority. In a recent report submitted by Schwendinger, he highlighted all the decisions and actions he's had to make during the emergency declaration period. In March 2020, all municipal facilities were closed off to the public in accordance with the provincial and public health directions. Township staff were directed to work from home where possible. He also reopened sports fields, parks, trails and green spaces and expanded the participant numbers permitted within parks as per public health guidelines, as well as implemented temporary patio use for restaurants all through May 2020 to September 2020. Schwendinger also developed and implemented a corporate COVID safety plan as per the province's requirements and ongoing amendments as necessary in December 2020. By July 2021, the Sow has ordered part of the township staff to return to the office with a limited number of people in the municipal office. Prior to his delegated powers being repealed, Schwendinger ordered the reopening of the municipal office to the public with a limited number of people in the building and is anticipated to be fully open by the end of March. Increases in operating costs directly related to COVID-19, such as security at the Optimist Recreation Center, ORC, health and safety supplies have been financially supported through COVID funding where possible, the report stated. No new significant purchases were required as well as no new procurement contracts were entered into or amended other than what was presented to council during the emergency declaration at regularly scheduled council meetings. There was also no new officer of the corporation appointments made or amended other than what was presented to council during the emergency declaration at regularly scheduled council meetings.